The Dalai Lama said it. It is not enough to belong to a religion. You also have to put it into practice. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with a thought for today. The Dalai Lama said, it is not enough to belong to a religion. You also have to put it into practice. What is your religion? What is your faith? What is it that makes you feel satisfied and fulfilled in life? What sort of an attitude makes you feel satisfied? I've always enjoyed this song, The Nature Boy. It says, there was a boy, a very strange, enchanting boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, one magic day, he passed my way. And as we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me, the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. This is the theme of the Dalai Lama. He left Tibet with his monastery crew and traveled the world. And wherever he went, I don't know what his monks looked like, but he always had a smile on his face. He always loved everyone and was loved in return. He was the essence of the song, Nature Boy. Beautiful song that came out in 1948, the year that I first began my ministry. A lovely time and a lovely world. And it was renewed in 1975, the year I started the God Unlimited University of Healing program. The world is a fabulous, interesting place with interesting numbers. And the Dalai Lama left Tibet, and when he left Tibet, everywhere doors opened for him. And everywhere doors opened for him because he asked for nothing. He represented his people. He was always a loving, gentle, kindly person, and everything was in perfect order, and everybody loved him. You see, if he had asked for anything, people would have felt he was a beggar. But he went out, and they did what they did. They lived in limited circumstances, and people just came along and picked them up and took them on. They were given large monasteries that were not being used in India to use, and many other places that they were just given to be used. And as they traveled the world, they were taken in by the presidents and the rulers of every country, of every nation. They were treated like royalty, as they surely were. And even the Pope of the Catholic Church took on this Buddhist monk and respected him and honored him. And I wouldn't be surprised that one of these days he's going to be awarded with the Peace Prize, because he certainly is a living expression of the Peace Prize. Maybe he's got it already, but I wouldn't be surprised. He really lives this song as an expression of himself. There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, one magic day, he passed my way. And as we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he had said to me, the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. Just learn to love and be loved in return. But learn to love. He suggests giving out love. Now, the Dalai Lama said, if you belong to a religion, put it into practice. And what was the religion of the monks of his monastery? The religion of his monks of his monastery were non-aggression, peace. The religion of his monastery monks were to speak their word and bring forth whatever good they chose upon the face of the earth, the teachings of the Buddha. And this they did very well. But how come they got run out of their temple in Tibet by the communists? Why did that have to happen to them? Hey, our life is not predicated on what happens to us. It is predicated upon how we respond to what happens to us. Well, it's true, if they would have wrapped their monastery in a pure white light of love and realized that it was beyond any other thing, and of course to say beyond right away tells you what is not beyond, but if it is such a pure, uplifted, holy thing, it cannot be touched. Well, the monks in the monastery were normal human beings. They were men of the countryside and others who came to join the monastery and become monks. Becoming monks does not immediately make them into spiritual masters. We use here in the Absolute Monastery and the God Unlimited University of Healing the idea of master. Everybody's a master. Everybody's a master. Everybody's God and everybody's this. Well, everybody in the entire world, universe, is God. Everything is God. So we have no edge on that, that's for sure. Now, why is it that we are not expressing our God self as we can? Why is it we are not expressing all that we can? Why is it the Dalai Lama was not sufficient in his smiles and in his happy attitude, in his powerful teaching, in his way as a master? Why is it he could not demonstrate for his lamasery the freedom from the communist rule? Why couldn't he? Because he didn't choose to. He did not choose to say, we will object to the incoming communists pushing us out. And Jesus didn't object to it either. Jesus said, whatever you must do, Lazarus, do it quickly. And Lazarus did it. And whatever the communists did, they did very quickly. And they put them out. Now, you see, the Dalai Lama, in his lifestyle, far from his daily monastery routine, which if you've ever seen The Little Buddha or any other shows on Tibet, they had some very colorful ceremonies for their teachings, and they enjoyed their books and they enjoyed their records and they enjoyed these things. I'm sure they have it all on computers now, but the thing is, that was what they enjoyed. Now they don't have that anymore. Now they go from place to place, and not as mendicant monks, not as those who have no place to go, but they go carrying the message of love and smiles and happiness and living what you believe. Living what you believe. Can we, as monks here in the Absolute Monastery, can we say that we are untouched by everything in the world, and we are only touched, if you will be touched by anything, by the presence of the divine within us and the love of the divine within us that we shine out toward all others? What do we say? Do we care if our life is in any way endangered or threatened, if we are reaching out to bless and to serve others, if we are reaching out and giving ourselves into the world with all the meaning and all the positive power and all the goodness that we can? It's a tough decision to make, because we can see how sad these things have happened in the past to us and others who gave of themselves of love and of absolute givingness without really expecting or getting anything in return, and then and they turn on you, like a dog biting the hand of the vet who is taking care of his wounds, or a dog who bites his own master while his master is pulling out porcupines and quills from him, you know, oh, that hurt, oh, oh, oh. You see, if the master had any sense, he would have given him a bullet to hold in his mouth, you know, to chew on, or some other thing, you know. Because I know when I work on Rex, and I take the cactus thorns out of his legs or something like that, I give him a rub down every night, and I can tell when he has them. And I just give him a bone, and then I go to work on his cactuses. He bites down on the bone, and it's no big deal. But they all come out, pick, 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 and they're done. And you see, he has learned how to handle that. Or I have learned how to handle it. Or we have learned how to handle it. And you see, this is the beauty of it all. This is, belong to your religion and put it into practice. What is our religion? Are we putting it into practice? Do we have a desire for nonviolence in our religion? No. We don't teach nonviolence. We don't teach disobeying the law. We don't teach a lot of things we don't teach. But what do we teach? What we teach is one simple thing, to love. We teach to honor all rules wherever they may be. If we are among those rules, we honor them. If we are in a place where they are doing terrible things and that's their rule there, we honor them if we stay or we get out of there. If we are not harmonious with the rules of an organization, a nation, or whatever, we get out of there. People who come to the United States and don't want to speak English, which is our native tongue, shouldn't be here. People who come to the United States and do not want to meld with our society because this is the melting pot of the world, they shouldn't come here. And people come here because they want the wealth of America. Well, the wealth of America is our melting pot. The wealth of America is our oneness, where you go from city to city and everyone speaks a reasonable facsimile of English, you know, much as the Texans and the Easterners and the Southerners and the Californians and the Midwesterners have sort of cultural dialects. They speak English. English is what made our country great, not that it's English alone. It's one language. Should the European common nations find one language in which they could speak, and they can take a normal language, they can take German or French or Italian or whatever they want to take, or Scandinavian, it doesn't really matter, but take one language and learn it and share it. And as they do this, they'll have the same trouble America had. People had to meld into the society to do it. In other words, they have to put into practice the religion that they are joining. People who come to America are joining the religion of America. The religion of America is to honor your neighbor and honor your friends, is to be a joyful country, to be a wealthy country, to be a healthy country, to be a country filled with beautiful people. And you see, this is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. And when people don't do that, then they're not practicing the religion of America. The religion of America is not Catholicism, it is not Christianity, it's not Mormonism, it's not any of the various things, not Hebrewism, it's none of these things. It's oneness. It's where everybody melts into the pot and assumes a common language, a common philosophy, a common program. And that program is a good program. And if it's not a good program, people shouldn't come to this country. If you don't like what America has to offer, get out. You didn't like what your other countries had to offer, and then you ran away. You wanted to escape that dictatorship or so forth. And then you come to America, and you destroy the very foundations that has built this country into what it is today. What a shame. What a shame. And our legislatures are allowing it to happen and endorsing it. And the federal government's endorsing it, and the presidents and would-be presidents are all clamoring for the Hispanic vote and the votes of these people. Why don't they clamor for the votes of Americans? Clamor for the votes of Americans, not for any individual ethnical group or whatever group, but for Americans. And hey, here the Dalai Lama said, it's not enough to belong to a religion, you also have to put it into practice. It's not enough to belong to America, you have to put it in practice. It's not enough to belong to Tibet or to belong to Africa or Ghana. As I teach the people in Ghana and Guyana and Nigeria and Switzerland and everything, I said, start loving your country and start speaking your word that your legislators are creating laws that are beneficial to you and that they are spending money on the benefit of the people. And just start saying, this is the way it is, this is the way it is, and watch. It'll happen. It'll happen, because that's the principle. So hang in there on that and give it a little bit of light, a little bit of love, a little bit of understanding, and watch the miracles happen, because the Dalai Lama is no fool. And he said, it's not enough to belong to a religion, you have to put it into practice. Not enough to belong to a family, you have to put it in practice. And that doesn't mean the wife and husband both working and not taking care of their family. And you want a home? Then have one. If you want kids, have it. If you're just a husband and wife, well, then get yourself some little apartment that'll be just for the two of you and enjoy it, you know. But if you're going to have a home and have a family, then plan on spending time with them and giving them your values and giving them who you are. Because that's why you created them, presumably. Ah, yes. There was a boy, a very strange enchanted boy. They said he wandered very far, very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, one magic day, he passed my way. And as we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me, the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. I love you. I love you. I love you.